The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Redding, California. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. Linda is on assignment after driving all the way back yesterday and then having to take care of everything else as I come to work today. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, brand new walk-in humidor. Well, it's not brand new, but it's an expanded walk-in humidor. Great service. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Yeah, as we know, Bob's on his way. Well, he's, where is he? He's up in Oregon.
Fort Jones? No, he's not in Oregon. He's by Wairika.
Oh, he's by Wairika today.
Visit his in-laws.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, Thanksgiving. So, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 45 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 64 and a low of 47. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 56, a low of 48 with a 90% chance of rain. On Wednesday during the day we have a 60% chance to rain, 100% at night with a high of 57 and a low of 47. And on Tuesday we have a 90% chance of rain during the day with a chance of showers that night with a high of 56 and a low of 41.
That's it? Oh. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located down in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A lot of things going on. What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. I spent it with my mom and my uncle. So kind of a small affair this year.
Okay. And I just want to let everybody know that I, in my infinite wisdom, did not get a guest for today. So we're going to be open lining it. So, it was 2 weeks ago, and I thought I did. Obviously, I didn't, though. Okay, now, Thanksgiving. We went down to, of course, to, we left, and I left early, to go down to a place called Front Sight, which is a school started by a guy by named Dr. Ignatius Piazza. He's a chiropractor. And he started this school, I don't know, gosh, a dozen years ago, maybe more. And it's located in Pahrump, Nevada. Have you ever heard of Pahrump, Nevada?
That's really weird. You just mentioned that because I just watched a TV show on Netflix. What is it? Get Shorty.
Yeah.
And it starts out in Pahrump, and that's the first I've ever heard of it.
It did? It started out in Pahrump?
Yeah, and I just watched this like 3 days ago.
Okay, Get Shorty. Okay, that was with Travolta. Is that right?
That's with what?
John Travolta.
No, that was the movie. This is a TV show, TV series.
Oh, the TV
on
series.
On Netflix, yeah.
Oh, and but it's in Pahrump, Nevada.
But it starts out in
Pahrump. Here's some other things that Pahrump, Nevada is famous for. The Coast to Coast show, it was based out of Pahrump, Nevada, which is in an area that's kind of, you know, semi-close to all these Area 51 and alien stuff and all that. But it also has three houses of ill repute there, which are famous. Everybody knows about them. And they're not on the local they're not on the local drag, so I don't know where they're at. But they're known for that. Now Pahrump is starting to grow. But it's still at that point where there's no theater in this town. They have some stoplights. But there's no theater in this town, but it's growing. You're watching it as these new subdivisions are coming in there. And they're building beautiful homes for $388,000. Starting in the 200s, going, you know, $388,000 for a nice home. Got all the amenities in it, swimming pool and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if the swimming pool's extra. But Pahrump itself has, well, I don't know, maybe four or five casinos. Only one, though, has tables. When I say tables, it means that you can play blackjack or craps or something like that. The rest of them are just machines where you can lose your money to the slots. Or to the poker machines as you sit at the bar, if you sit at bars. The school itself is on 500 and something acres, and it's very professional. It's the people there that are working there are extremely nice, extremely accommodating. The techniques they show are maybe somewhat, or they teach, are somewhat different than ones that I've been raised with in my life. But they're doing a lot of it because of safety reasons. So, but all in all, a good trip. I'll get Ted Leidy in here some morning, and we'll talk about it, all the things that happened. Some of it was arbitrary. Instead of, you know, when you're being timed, it was, we were noticing it was arbitrary. One person trying to watch eight or nine people, which is difficult, I think, to do that. If you're going to time, you should use, you know, maybe one person watching two people with the timers. So just some of those things like that. But the facility itself was simply outstanding. The shooting ranges were outstanding. The footing was gravel that it was gravel that you could walk on. It wasn't large rocks. It wasn't just dirt. The ranges were set up really well. They had some ranges that had the targets that would turn. We weren't on that type of range. They offer all types of firearm instruction plus unarmed instruction, blades, rappelling, rope bridging, all that kind of stuff out there. And they're constantly expanding. It's called Front Sight. So from there, the kids were coming up. And they were coming up to Las Vegas to play in a big soccer tournament. Jared, have you ever watched 16-year-old girls play soccer?
I have not.
Let me tell you something. You know, you look at 16-year-old girls, we've never seen her play soccer before. She's been playing since she was like 8. So here she is with her girlfriends, these tight girlfriends. They've been playing for 8 years together. They're on the high school team. And these, you know, I see them, you know, we go down to visit. We see them at the home. Everybody's giggly. And then you see them in their homecoming dresses and those kind of things, right? They're 16-year-olds. Out on the field, they become, you know, did you ever see Jurassic Park?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, you know the raptors?
Yeah.
That are out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. These girls are out there. Now, here's my 5'2" granddaughter getting yellow carded. A yellow card is when they warn you you're playing too rough. Here's my 5'2" granddaughter with a hair back and a ponytail playing middle defense. Bangs into a girl that's probably 8 feet tall. Okay, she wasn't that tall, but she's a tall girl. Bangs into her. They both leave their feet when they smack into each other. She didn't get yellow carded for that one. She got yellow carded when they were for something else. And we watched them play 3 games, and we had to leave when we were starting to head back. But 3 games and watching 16-year-old girls that you've seen before when in their party dresses and this, and they're all, you know, like I said, they're 16-year-old girls, but they're out on the field. It's like a bunch of raptors out there. Those girls are banging into each other, elbows being thrown. I mean, this is both teams. This isn't just Jennifer's team. I mean, there are elbows being thrown. There are people pushing, shoving. And these are just, I mean, if you've never seen 16-year-old girls playing soccer, my friends, you need to go out to some of these soccer events. And then I'm thinking, well, she was yellow carded when she was 10 also. So she's been playing tough for all these years, but she doesn't get pushed around, even though she's only 5'2". So you've never seen one of these games. I encourage people when we have a next soccer tournament. I mean, gosh, we've got Megan Rapinoe here, who is one of the top soccer players in the world, comes from the city. And I've never gone out and watched a local soccer match. But going down and watching them play, and it doesn't last long. I mean, I think it's like 40-minute halves. And then they have like a 10-minute break, and then they're back out again. But it was just great to watch these kids. You know, and anybody that tells you that soccer is not a contact sport is wrong. These kids are bumping. Now, they are not trying to level somebody. They're not trying to stop somebody in their tracks. They're not, you know, they're not taking their legs out. Well, they are taking their legs out from underneath them when they're doing these slides. But you know what I mean? It's not tackle football. They're not, but they are, there are concussions in this game. Part of them because they're hitting, you know, the ball comes down and they're holding their head in the wrong direction and hurts their necks when they try to head the ball. But it is still a lot of bumping and running and sliding to get the ball away from somebody else, and they go down. So it's not a non-contact game. Okay. You know, it's good to be back here, and we're going to talk about one of the reasons it's really good to be back here. We'll tell you right now, just being back in Reading, being back into some kind of sanity, and you think this is sanity, oh, you ought to go down some of these other places. But part of the sanity is, of course, is coming home and having Alliance Heating and Air. And having the, you know, when you need to hit the heat, it's there. Filters are clean when they've come down and done that. We don't have to worry about the smoke. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. But Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over 25 years. Martin and Pam have just built an outstanding machine, a well-oiled machine to take care of everybody in our area here when it comes to anything with HVAC. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. It's Alliance Heating and Air. It's a veteran-owned business, and they just do outstanding work. Jared and I will be right back after these messages.
Obviously, really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's on assignment this morning. I'm here with Jared, the production king, the board, the maestro of the board here. Good morning, everybody. It's 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is 45 degrees. It's going to go up to a whopping 64 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is still the one that you want to go to if you want to see your friends and neighbors. Still the one that if you have dreams, you want to go down and talk to them. Their newest branch is 1845 California Street, right down here in downtown Reading, right a block away from Jack's, is open for business, extended hours, and they want you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. And they are also there for all the victims of the car. I should say victims, the survivors of the car and the camp fire and the Delta fire also up there for all these. Hey, by the way, every place I went to, Jared, every place, people from all over, because you sit down at the, at a place to have, you know, a friendly beverage, and people are there, and there wasn't one person, not one person that we talked to that did not know about the car fire, but especially the camp fire. I mean, they talked about it. They said, where are you from? Northern California, up around Reading. They go, oh, my gosh, that was horrible fires. Everybody, the girls bringing you drinks, everybody knew about this. And they were like, gosh, you guys have thousands missing. And I said, yeah, I said it for a while. But, as of today, the latest, it's 100% contained, thanks to the rain. 87 people died. 249 missing. It's come all the way down to 249. Many of the people they thought were missing didn't even know that they were missing. In other words, they either weren't living there or they were okay, but they didn't know anybody had reported them missing. And they've got this down to 249, which is kind of a lot more manageable. Of course, with the rain, it's also slowed down any rescue or search efforts for anybody. 14,000 homes, hundreds of other structures gone. And the only thing it's absolutely horrible, of course. But people from all over, you should hear them talk about it. You know, how bad, I mean, they were feeling, they're feeling so horrible. They said it must be terrible. And we explained, Paradise is a retired community, one way in, one way out, on the main road there, that, it was a, great little town and all those things. And then to have this happen. And if people, you could see that people are touched by something like this, that fires and, California burning. And some of the gents we were in class with were all from San Francisco area, And they were talking about that they had sold out all of the face mask, sold them all out in the whole area. And other people were bringing them in, and they were gouging prices on people for them. Of course, there's San Francisco area right there, but that they had run out, they had shut down the trolley cars, they'd shut down schools because all the smoke was funneling right into San Francisco. Now, as we also talk about about Redding and the fires up here in Northern California, the people we meet from the San Francisco area also talk about their hometown, the Bay Area, and it's appalling. It's appalling to hear what they're saying. The how they don't go down some streets because of the amount of people and feces and dirtiness in an area that they they'd grown up in this town and these areas and thought they were so beautiful, and now that it's being taken away, and it's being taken away quickly. The fact that they are they have where they live is really nice, but they can't. When they want to travel downtown, it has just become back to the city, as they call San Francisco, that it's to them, it has changed probably more dramatically to them in the last 10 years than it has for us in Redding, even though Redding has changed dramatically in the last 10 years. In San Francisco, has changed even more dramatically to these people. To these people who've lived there and grown up there. Some of them were policemen, so others were doctors that we were talking to, and all of them were appalled. And every one of them if they could have, would have, you know, left this area. But they can't, as many can't because of their jobs or whatever. So I think when we start comparing and we're listening to what they're saying and we think about what's going on in Redding and our homeless situation and the what we see out here, that our situation, while it is bad for us, if we look at some of these other towns and other cities, you don't see that. I mean, you see it, it's so much worse. Now, I will have to admit, in Pahrump, Nevada, we didn't see, I think we saw one homeless guy. And so you have to ask, so where are your homeless? Well, I don't know if they're homeless. They live out in cars in the desert.
What's the population of Pahrump, though?
Well, it's... yeah, it's like 30,000 maybe. Oh. Look it up because I'm not sure. It could be a lot. It could be less than it. It could be more, but they do have a big meth problem out there. You don't see it on the streets because these streets are so. I mean, there's really no place to congregate. I'm sure Pahrump has a downtown section. We haven't seen it. We just saw this 160 highway. 160 goes through the town, and it seems like it's there. And we said, is there a city hall and a city center here? And the girl we asked looked at us and said, I'm sure there must be. She's just never seen it. She's only been there, though, for like 6 years. When we look at our problem, what I'm getting at is when we're looking at our problems here, we start talking to people from these, quote, beautiful cities. Oh, my gosh, it's the greatest place. But people that live there don't think it's the greatest place anymore. They think it's a problem. They think what they see and what they're living with every day is just squalor and problems that they have to have special crews that go down streets with high-pressure hoses to start cleaning them off before the citizens come out or before the tourists start. So, okay. Did you find out how big Pahrump was?
36,000.
Hey, see? 36,000. At any one time, anyway, okay. All right. Other things that are happening here. We talked about the fire. We talked about the other things. We're going to take a quick break. Then I want to come back and talk about some of the things that are happening around here. One of the things I want to talk about is what McConnell Foundation has done is what they've bought over the last week. They're going to be on Wednesday with us to talk about their plans and their the future for downtown Redding with some of the buildings they've bought. But we're going to talk. We want to talk about that and where they possibly could be going on the downtown right here in Redding. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Do I need to remind everybody it's getting close to Christmas, and they have huge sales going on down there at Four Winds Jewelry pretty soon. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. That's where I go to buy Linda jewelry. They have such a great selection of anything that you could possibly want. And if they don't have it, they can find it for you. We'll be right back. It's 7:29 in the morning here, 45 degrees, 64, going up to 64 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3794.
Thank you. This next tune is a tune off my last solo album. Wrote this with Mr. Mike Campbell and our good friend J.D. Souther.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventures. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now these socks are so soft, they feel like silk, but they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's a great song. Who does that song?
It's Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, of course. Fleetwood Mac. I think they were in concert somewhere around here, down in Sacramento or someplace there. Hey, 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of November. Okay, Jared, 26th of November. How did it get here so fast?
I don't know. Time flies.
I mean, it's going to be, it's a month from now, Christmas is over. A month from now, Christmas is over. You're looking down and you're looking through, you know, looking through all your little gifts there, thinking to yourself, how'd this happen? How'd this year get over so fast? Is that, I mean, are you even looking at that, this point? I mean, it's 30 days from now. Christmas is over. What'd you get me? I'm just wondering. Okay, don't tell me. You don't have to tell me right now. Don't embarrass me. All right. Hey, it's 45 degrees going up to 64 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts they have for seniors and veterans, and they are a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. If anybody can, there is no anybody that can repair a windshield better than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get on down there. If you got a little bitty chip in your glass or a crack, he can fix it. He can fix cracks over 2.5 feet in length, and he won't waste your time. He'll take a look at it. He'll say, yes, I can fix this. And when he does, he guarantees it for life. And if he can't, he'll just tell you that. He says, too bad, or you need to have this replaced, the whole windshield replaced. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. The McConnell Foundation. Now, here's something I want you to look up. I want you to look up, and I forgot to tell you during the break, the International Order of Odd Fellows. Okay? I want you to look that up. Because the McConnell Foundation has bought the Bell Rooms, which are literally across the street behind us, and the adjoining parcel. They sold that. Robba, who had owned it, they sold it to the McConnell Foundation for market price or whatever Robba had invested in it, which is $1.33 million, which is probably more than they had than the market price is. So McConnell's going to pay whatever is higher. Then the independent order of Oddfellows Hall on Butte Street across from the new 2K building down there. They bought that one for $400,000. But I, you know, when I was looking at this, I do not know what the independent order of Oddfellows are. So lay it on me.
Let's see. The Independent Order of Oddfellows is a non-political, non-sectarian, international fraternal order of Odd Fellowship. It was founded in 1819 by Thomas Wilde in Baltimore, Maryland.
What do they do? Since they're not into politics or religion, which is probably pretty bright. Okay.
There's a bunch of information in here.
Okay, well, just lay it on me. Is it still in? Are they still in around?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you're putting me on the spot here because I'm on Wikipedia and there's a lot to read through.
Okay.
Let's see.
But it was formed in 1819 back in Baltimore. And they are non-sectarian, and they don't talk about politics. It's non-politics.
As an organization, the Independent Order of Oddfellows aims to provide a framework that promotes personal and social development.
Okay.
So,
have you ever known anybody to be an Oddfellow?
I've never even heard of it.
I know a lot of Oddfellows. I've been in radio now for almost 10 years. I know a lot of Oddfellows. I may be an Oddfellow at this point myself. Okay, so anyway, but McConnell Foundation, we'll have more on this later. Breaking news, the Oddfellows. I mean, how many people really know what an Oddfellow is? Is anybody out there an Oddfellow that's listening or has known people been in the Independent Order of the Oddfellows? I didn't even know that that the place was closed. Obviously, they sold it to McConnell Foundation for $400,000. And McConnell Foundation has lots of plans for downtown. And like I said, they're going to be on Wednesday to discuss this with us and with all of y'all, too, to see what they're going to do, along with all these other buildings down here. If all this stuff comes to fruition with, the 2K building going up here, and by the way, they've it's wintertime, it's raining, but they've already got a lot of the superstructure in. Then the next one, when they take out the old parking facility and put in some buildings there and a new parking facility, along with the Bell Rooms, which is going to be a cafe and a bicycle, kind of a bicycle touring place. But first two floors are going to be a cafe, as much as we know of right now. The police station, it's completely cleared out now. There's just so much stuff happening downtown. And then with the new county courthouse coming in, there could be a chance we could see. Okay, you ready for this, Jerry? There could be like three cranes, maybe four, operating in downtown Reading. Can you believe that? Four cranes. Okay, I would say maybe two cranes. I don't want to push it. But two cranes in downtown Reading constructing buildings, which is another question. Why do they call a building a building? Because it's built, right? Aren't they called built? Look at all the builds we have downtown instead of buildings. Buildings means you're building, right? Does this make sense to you?
You know, I've never given this much thought.
Okay, well, start thinking about it now, because when you say, okay, look what I've built, right? Look at the house I've built. Do you say, oh, look at the house I'm building? Well, you're not finished? Well, of course I am. This is the house I'm building. No, it's one you built. Do you understand why so many people have problems with the American language? How many twos are there? There are three twos. There's two, two, and two, right?
Right.
It means to go, too many, and two of us. I'm watching Jared's eyes are starting to cross at this point. Anyway, thing, what I'm getting at is the downtown is getting ready to put up a bunch more buildings, and when they're built, we're going to have restaurants, we're going to have offices, we're going to have housing down here, and there could be, listen to this, you heard it first here, could be a theater downtown. Imagine that. Imagine just a two-screen theater downtown. Would that be cool? Or you could just walk on down. Linda and I can just walk on downtown. We can hit the, you can go over and you can stop at any of the wine bars. You can have a great dinner. You can walk around downtown with the lights and the new trees and go downtown and see a movie. Or you can just go on down to the Cascade Theater and see some of the great shows they have there. Because it's going to be so many people downtown, so great, like this. And it's literally a five-minute walk from our place, maybe seven, if we're dwelling. And downtown, where we can just go on into town, you can stop at any of the restaurants, stop at any of these places that it's going to be. There is a big future heading for Redding. When you look at Pahrump and you look at Redding, I'm not sure what there is about Pahrump that would encourage people to go out there, but it is building like crazy out there because they've got a lot of new built houses out there. In Pahrump, and they're selling them for $388,000. $388,000, and you look at them and you go, this is Pahrump. And they're saying, and I talked to somebody that's in real estate, and I said, hey, they want $388,000 there in Pahrump. He's from Las Vegas. He goes, well, he says, housing is getting to be very expensive in Las Vegas and Nevada. He says, we're being inundated. We're being deluged. We're being caravanned by Californians. He says, so many Californians are moving in here. He says, they're picking up properties. They're picking up. He says, all over the state. Why do you think we went blue in this last election? He said, there's so many California people living here now. They've changed. It's kind of like, if you think about it, and this is kind of scary to me, not to Jared. Jared's loving it. Jared's going, breed, breed, breed. So many of the Californians hate California. So they move into Nevada, where they get, no taxes, they have a lot more rights. And what are the first thing they do? They vote Democrat, which changes that. And this is what Idaho is afraid of. Every time they're seeing a deluge of Californians coming up to Idaho, to Boise, and some of these other great places. But the only thing I can hope for is that the ones that move to Idaho are more people that are more open-minded, more into the Constitution than, say, others are that are going into Nevada. And look at Texas. Texas. They're looking at, they should just put a high-speed train between Texas and Los Angeles, and it's going to be full every day of migrants coming from California to Texas. But they're bringing money, they're bringing education, they're bringing their business, they're bringing maybe they're retired, and they're bringing a retirement income. They're leaving California. Ask yourself, how many government workers, and I'm talking about our police too. Now, there are exceptions. How many of our police that once they are or the Highway Patrol or any of these, how many of them that retire after 30 years are staying in California? Pete Hansen, our former police chief, Washington State. Our former city attorney is in Nevada. What was Kurt's last name? Our former city manager, Kurt. Kurt Starling, gone. He's in another state. Think about this. How many of them are staying around here? Oh, I'm sure some are, but a lot of them aren't. And I talked to highway patrol officers. Oh, so you stay in California? They just look at me. They just look at me. And they go, no. Oh, okay. He goes, no, we're not staying here. This place is getting crazier. All right, time to take a break. You know what, though, the thing about it is that when you talk to people that live in Nevada and they talk they'll talk to you about the people moving in, the people coming from California, the thousands of them that are coming in looking for homes. That's why the housing prices in Pahrump, Nevada, for these new places were $388,000. Now they're really, really nice houses, but they're still $388,000. We're going to take a break. It's about 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of November, 2018. It's 45 degrees outside. It's going to go up to 64 today, according to the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people can really help you out. Schedules based around the needs of your loved ones, not theirs. If you want to have her come out and give you a little presentation or a consultation, she'll do that for free. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. Just remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages.
Come down off the throne and leave the body alone. Suffer a deeper change. You are the reason I've been away so long. Somebody
hold the key. The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. The new studio, I've come back. We came back, and it's kind of like already got there. It's got stuff in there. It's got microphones in there on the table. It's looking great. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460. It's 45 degrees. It's going to have a beautiful day. It's going up to 64. It looks like tomorrow could be a little rain. Is that right, Jared?
Yeah, we got a 90% tomorrow.
90% chance. So all those things you got outside, like we do, you probably have to bring inside. to make sure they don't get too wet. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell and her company there. All your financial insurance needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give them a call at 221-0441. If you're still having problems with insurance on your fire damage or any of this, give Judy a call. She will help people. You don't necessarily have to be her customer, but she will help you and put you in the right direction. Okay, we got some people with some problems here, so let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, how are you?
I'm peachy. What about you, buddy?
Oh, good. Well, I wish I could say the same. You know, I'm trying to be polite in the manner in which my World War II era parents raised me, but you guys were talking about an open forum and weirdness in California. Well, weird is getting to be a relative term. About 7:15, 7:30 yesterday morning, a bunch of bullhorn activists were basically rattling our neighborhood because of some labor dispute with the rehab hospital over by the MLK Center. And maybe I'm just taking this the wrong way, but I got a pretty good impression that the city of Reading was more concerned with the rights of those people to disturb my reasonably restful slumber on my day off than my right to be left alone.
Well, they're saying out there, I'm sure they said something about they have this right to congregate and all that, and they don't really care
about
your right.
Yeah, but they didn't have the right to wake us up at 7:15 in the morning with all that bullhorn activism and blaring music from the speakers of their vehicles.
Well, I would say that there ought to be some kind of feelings on their part of the rights of those around them, too, but obviously not.
Well, they didn't seem to give a diddly damn about that, and I'm not going to point fingers or name names, but there was this one activist out there. And quite frankly, the only reason I diffused the situation by walking away is because I like to think my mom and dad, who are of the World War II generation, are buried together out of the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, did a reasonably good job of raising me in that I walked away and tried to diffuse the situation instead of giving that young fella the attitude adjustment he needed.
Well, so what happened when you told him, hey, why are you guys out here at 7:15 in the morning? We're trying to sleep around here. What was their answer?
We tried telling them that, but they were using fairly aggressive get-in-your-face tactics, all things considered. And basically, if you want to sum up a reason why a lot of people are leaving California, which is what I'm going to do when I retire as a state employee in 7 years, that you can take a gander at that, is that if the law is more concerned with these yahoos who go around disturbing my sleep rather than my right to be left alone, I'm going to wave bye-bye to California when I retire as a state employee. And if Gavin Newsom or whoever takes over after him is lucky, I might actually wave goodbye with all five fingers.
There you go. If they're being nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to be the
No, Robert, you did the right thing. You did the right thing, though, man. You went down there, you said, hey, look.
I'm trying
to
be the gentleman scholar and judge of good whiskey my parents raised.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for your call.
They're doing their thing. If you want to sneak by and have a little look-see for yourself, because they're ending the thing today. But for some inexplicable reason, they're being reasonable and quiet about things other than the occasional people honking their horn in support as they go by on their way to work.
Isn't that strange? Well, maybe because there's a lot of complaints. You know what, Robert? It could have been there's so many complaints about it that the police came in there and said, hey, look, you want to protest, but you're going to stay off your bullhorns because that's bothering a lot of people. So, you won.
Well,
you won.
I wish I would have done that at 7:15 to 7:30 yesterday morning, but that's another call for another time. I got to get to work.
All right. Well, look, be careful out there. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. And I'm not sure what you're saying right over here, Jared.
Simply pointing out that you're allowed to start making noise in the morning between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., and I know that I've been woken up by many a gardener.
Oh, yeah.
Around that time.
You know what? We've pushed our gardener back to after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because he would come in there. Yeah, because he's got a lot of places to go to. Yeah, but you know what? But here's the difference there. It's a Sunday, and I understand what you're saying. But it seems like that you could just say to people, hey, look, we're just trying to get some sleep. Can you kick it back for a half an hour? You don't need to get aggressive and get in somebody's face about it, like it appears that our young union activists were doing. Okay, moving right along. Let me see. Most polls, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, Jared. Most polls believe that Democrats and President Trump will not get along and will not cooperate over the next 2 years. Can you believe
the
that?
The polls say that. Really?
The polls
say that. I never would have guessed.
I have no idea why people would think this, that the Democrats and Trump will not get along. Will the Democrats and the Republicans get along? Do you think they'll come up with a budget that can be signed, that they'll send to the Senate, that can be worked and actually keep the government running? Do you think they'll do that?
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
Okay, let's go on to another one. Do we think that there will be a million? Okay, maybe not a million. Do you think there will be dozens of investigations started looking at Trump's money, his former life, his time when he's away from his time when he's on vacation? Do you think there will be like dozens of investigations started by the Democrats at Trump?
That's entirely possible.
I think there will be a lot of that.
There have already been a lot of indictments, though. So
there have been indictments from Mueller. Now, they're saying that Dershowitz, who has defended Trump at many times, has said that when Mueller's report is going to be devastating, not in the political sense of him having to resign or anything like that, but just that it's going to point out all these little wolf things that people are not going to like. Now, of course, that report's not out yet, and how Dershowitz knows what's in it is also one of those things that's kind of like, okay, is he just thinking the way it is? Because a lot of these people are so wrong once the different reports come out. But do you believe, and this is for everybody out here, do you believe that the Republicans and the Democrats will actually try to put our country first and move us forward? Do we believe that the Democrats that have been elected and have said, look, we want to, we've been elected to take Trump down? Well, not a lot of them have said that. The impeachment word has not been used a lot. Nancy Pelosi is pushing that, even she's pushing back on that, saying, there's nothing here, that we're going to be talking about impeachment. Of course, she hasn't been elected a speaker yet, though she wants to be. So the question is can they, and this is a good question to ask LaMoffa, we have him on, can you work with the Democrats? Can you work with those people across the hall? You've told me that you've been out to dinner with them, and there's a lot of good guys and girls over there on the other side. Are you all going to be able to work together to actually help our country move forward, actually maybe get infrastructure fixed in our country, actually to help business move forward? You're going to have to give up some things, too. You're going to have to give up, I'm sure you're going to have to give up the thought of a border wall being built. I'm not sure how that can happen. With the Democrats in control of the House of Representatives. So, but are you able to be able to work to help our country? Which is the bottom line, is to move our country forward. With all these things we're facing out there, we're facing immigration problems, we're facing a deficit problem that's unbelievable, we're facing problems in our infrastructure, we're facing problems in, here's one that, that I never thought I'd say, but have the social media networks become so powerful, do we need to have a government look at them and look at trust busting? Or look at the fact, not trust busting, but a busting of monopolies here. Like Teddy Roosevelt did to the steel companies. There was the steel corporations had everything locked down. And Roosevelt went in there and busted that up. Is it time to go in and take on the social media companies? Have they gotten that powerful? Another question for Mr. Trump and for our friends in the Congress, in the Senate. The Republicans are holding the Senate. They're looking at reducing the number of people on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which throws Kamala Harris out because she's the junior senator there. And if they reduce it by two people, she goes. So, and is that to get back at her? Or is it just because they want to make it more wieldy there so you don't have 21 people on that committee? But it does lessen the impact that Kamala Harris has when you're looking at the 2020 elections. Okay. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with a lot of things to talk about. I want to talk about the immigration crisis and what's happening on the border and what's going to be happening at the end of this. Will Trump really close the border between the United States and Mexico? We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. General Motors will lay off over 14,000 factory and white-collar workers in North America and put five plants up for possible closure as it restructures to cut costs and focus more on autonomous and electric vehicles. The reduction includes 8,100 white-collar workers, some of whom will take buyouts, others of whom will be laid off. Most of the affected factories build cars that won't be sold in the U.S. after next year. That driver accused of killing a woman during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year is headed to trial.
James Alex Fields Jr. was known in high school for being fascinated with Nazism and idolizing Adolf Hitler. He's charged with first-degree murder for allegedly driving his car into a crowd of people protesting against white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia in August of last year. 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed and dozens of others were injured in the incident.
Ben Thomas with that report. President Trump returning to the campaign trail later today to boost a GOP candidate in Mississippi. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president will hold two Mississippi rallies this evening for Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith ahead of tomorrow's U.S. Senate runoff election against Democrat Mike Espy. The Trump campaign announced it will hold a 5 p.m. rally in Tupelo, followed by an 8 p.m. rally in Biloxi. Hyde-Smith and Espy are vying for the final 2 years of a 6-year Senate term. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mexico is pledging to shore up security near its border with the U.S. after local authorities arrested 39 migrants following a peaceful march that devolved into chaos over the weekend. Mexico's Interior Ministry says it will deport those who tried to violently enter the U.S. from Tijuana. NASA hoping to land a spacecraft on Mars for the first time in 6 years, the attempt coming later this afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Business owners are hoping for lots of green from holiday season shopping.
Retailers nationwide are still totaling up sales figures from both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Even as online Cyber Monday gets underway today, once all the brick and mortar and online deals are over, the National Retail Federation is projecting total holiday sales this season at about $721 billion.
Bob Agnew reporting. Apple is at the Supreme Court to defend the way it sells apps for iPhones. The justices are hearing arguments in Apple's effort to end an antitrust lawsuit that could force the iPhone maker to cut the 30% commission it charges software developers whose apps are sold exclusively through the App Store. Mitsubishi has joined partner Nissan in voting to oust Carlos Ghosn as its chairman after his arrest last week. Those blizzard-like conditions that have snarled traffic in the Midwest are headed east everywhere from Erie, Pennsylvania through the Northeast. Could get anywhere from 6 inches to 18 inches of snow. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Britain and European Union finally have a Brexit deal.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament. A huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike. To ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
This is the best deal possible. This is the only deal possible.
British Prime Minister Theresa May argued that Parliament has a duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters have demanded, by voting to accept the deal. Karen Chamas, London.
The AP is reporting an implanted device designed to ease chronic pain is more dangerous than patients know. The spinal cord stimulator accounts for the third highest number of medical device injury reports to the federal government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460 here on the 26th day of November 2018. Quickly reaching into this month. 45 degrees going up to 64 today. The weather is brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Another veteran-owned business, an Anderson. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Has payment plans, 365-3793. Of course, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Still great. Great service down there. 2143 Hilltop Drive. So many things. What's the... I said the weather report was brought to you, but what is the weather report? Okay. I just got ahead of you, man. I was on a roll. Don't slow me down.
It's currently still 45 degrees. Today we have a high of 64, a low of 47. It's going to be mostly cloudy. On Tuesday we have a high of 56, low of 48, with a 90% chance of rain. On Wednesday, we have a 60% chance of rain during the day, 100% at night, with a high of 57, a low of 47. And on Thursday, we have a 90% chance of rain during the day, with a chance of showers at night, with a high of 56 and a low of 41.
I guess this means that I can turn the water, I can turn off my watering systems now. It seems like the rain has reached us. Okay, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you back, Carl.
Oh, gosh, you know what? I am so glad to be back. You know, this is it. We're not taking any more trips. That's it, you know, for a year. We're Dave Ramsey in it next year. So just, you know, you're going to have to put up with us all the time. Plus, we're going to be shepherding in. Did you see the new studio?
No, uh-huh. I would love to see it,
well,
though. Where is it?
It's right next to ours here in the big room, but while we were gone, they put in the stuff as it's coming in, the new microphones.
Awesome.
We're going to be putting the wall coverings on there as soon as they come in. We've got the stuff coming in from the transmitter. Should
now,
be coming
for
in this
the
week.
FM station,
this is,
right?
Well, yeah, except it's AM and FM, but we wanted a new studio that gave us more room, and this will do it. All our production will be in right here where we are right now.
Oh, wow. I'll have to come in and look it over.
Yeah, when you come on in, take a look, see what it looks like. It's going to be...
how exciting.
It is exciting, and we're hoping to get everything on the air by, you know, the beginning of the year, have everything up and running.
Wonderful. 2019 is going to be a good year.
2019 is going to be a great year for all of us, including our friends over there at our Patriots group.
Yes. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about much of the same stuff that you've been talking about this morning, the crisis at the border and what's happening in France with multiculturalism taking over and the riots that they've been experiencing this past week because they raised their gas. $1 a gallon, they're paying over $6 a gallon for gas. And they're raising that gas tax because they say they need to pay for global warming.
You know, is it $6 a gallon or is it $6 a liter?
Yeah.
It's $6.
Well, I think it must be
a liter. It's a liter. And that's the way they do it. And when you look at the cost of gas over there, which is why a lot of people, you know, and the VAT tax and all these things, why a lot of people don't have cars. And the taxes are so high, and the wages are not keeping up with that. That's why so many kids are still living with their parents. They're in their 30s, and they can't afford to buy a house. So, I mean, I hope you hit on all that stuff tonight.
We are going to, and that only goes to show how much we need to have our Second Amendment rights. And that's why I just wanted to mention our event next weekend. On Saturday, the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment Rally is next Saturday at the Anderson VFW Hall. And, you know, California is not following the Supreme Court rulings that says that the only right we have is open carry. So that was ruled on
by
Young
the Ninth Circuit.
Versus Hawaii this
yeah.
summer.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that people do need to get into this, and they need to get into it, and doing it at the Anderson VFW Center is a good way to start. because it's going to cover a lot of stuff there. The Second Amendment, when you get into, when we were over there in Nevada shooting, you know, they were laughing at our guns.
Why were they laughing at your guns? Our California compliant,
you know, yeah, firearms. And, of course, they stopped laughing when we started shooting because you can still shoot. But and this is the other thing that I find so amusing. You know, oh, what, you can't have this. You know, you can't have this and this and this on it. We were reloading. We were reloading the California compliant guns. I mean, completely compliant. Reloading them in 1.7 seconds.
Wow.
That's the time we had, 1.7 seconds to do an emergency reload. Now, emergency reload, when you see these idiots out there, I'm sure they're not that fast. But that's a California compliant semi-automatic weapon. That's why I laugh at it, you know. I laugh at their things there.
Well, California needs to be compliant with the Ninth Circuit Court of all courts rules on this summer.
Yep.
So, and California is not going to follow the law unless someone forces them to do so.
I agree with that 100%.
So we are the ones that are going to force them to do it.
Let's go for it, Sally.
All right.
Let's rally,
you,
Sally.
That's
okay.
Tonight at 6 o'clock. At the church on South Bonneview, 2570 South Bonneview.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Was that me going? Was that me or her? Okay. All right. Who do we have on the phone? Oh, nobody yet. Okay, Nick, we're ready. Okay. So let's go into some things. This portion of the show, how about this? We'll get into that in a second. Okay. I want to talk more about after the break when we get into what's happening on the border. How about this? Trump and Roberts. President Trump made this statement. He calls them Obama's. He called them Obama's judges. And Justice Roberts, the head of the SCOTUS Supreme Court of the United States, says, no, they're not Trump. They're not Obama judges. They're not Trump judges. They're not Clinton judges. They're not Bush judges. They're just judges. And they're all there to uphold the law and of the Constitution, which, of course, is not true. I mean, it's true. They're there supposedly to uphold the law of the Constitution. But to say that there aren't Trump judges and there aren't Obama judges and there aren't Clinton judges but that's not true. I understand what he's saying. He's having to stand up and say, no, 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 all of this is fair. Because if he lets Trump say, we have judges that try to, if they can't get laws passed, they make laws from the bench. So what he's saying is, oh, no, 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 that's not true. They uphold law the way interpret the law. Well, you interpret it through the Constitution. There's only one way to interpret law. It's through the Constitution. Is it in the Constitution or is it not? Is medical care a right? No, it's not a right. Nobody ever said it was a right. Medical care is a privilege. Now, people aren't going to like to hear that, but they're saying, oh, I have a right to medical care. There are laws that have been made that says you have a right to it, you know, that you can be seen, but it's not a right in the Constitution. And people, when they say, what's a right? I said, well, show that to me. Can you show that to me? Which amendment was that? They don't want to talk about that. But let's move on from that just to say is that, yes, there are judges. There are people that Obama has appointed and people that Trump has appointed. They just are diametrically opposed about how they view the Constitution. Now, you can say that they're both there to uphold the Constitution in the way they see it. I agree with that. But to say that they're all operating on the same wavelength is not true. Not in my opinion. And we're going to take a quick break. And Nick, we're going to get you as soon as we come back from the break. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. It's kind of like a little mini cruise ship right here in the middle of Reading. They have it all. Gourmet chefs, full-time activities director, variety of programs, pet-friendly. They have it all. You're tired of cooking and doing the yard work and all this? Take a look at River Commons Senior Living. Just head on down there. They've got tours going all the time. Talk to the residents down there. Give them a call, 238-5981. Ask for Captain Brian, the head of the cruise ship down there, and he'll show you through River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of November.
Everybody thinks things that I couldn't see. I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you. said to myself, what's it all about?
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabot. Linda's on assignment this morning. A lot of people in the chat room today talking about why is gas so much cheaper in Fresno than it is up here in Reading. I don't know. When do you get over to Nevada and see what it costs over there? It's a lot cheaper. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at... Okay, we'll skip the commercial this time. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. I got it right here. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, I've been gone for a week. Give me a break. By Northern Firearms Instruction, if you're looking for the finest instruction in concealed carry, this is the place, Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 40 counties. teaching that. It has complete and up-to-date training. All the instructors go through training on a regular basis to update their credentials and to increase their abilities to teach you well. They provide a free firearm rental for you if you don't have a firearm to help you choose the right firearm for yourself. Register online at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, it's my understanding Laura Ingram's going to go off the radio the first of the year.
That's right.
If you haven't already replaced her, I'd like to suggest Chris Plant or Larry Elders.
Okay, you know what? We're looking at them, and this is what we have. They're running later in the day. So it's not like if they were running early in the morning, that's somebody we would look at.
Well, I think replays would be just as good.
Yeah, well, but they're always on for the next day. And
uh-huh. And
that's the only thing is that they're not up to date. We are looking at others, too. We're looking at Hugh Hewitt, who has a pretty good following, and others, too. Some we can't have on, you know, some I don't want to have on here, but we are looking at a number of them. So, yes, please, if you've got any other ideas, just please forward those to us because we're looking at any number of these. We're getting kind of inundated with people saying, hey, want this or this? Some of them I've never even heard of, but we're listening to all of their tapes, and we're looking at something that's got, you know, it's going to run right after our show, so
yeah.
it's an important show time frame there. So Larry Elder or Chris Plant, we've had them both on.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know, I can't stay up late enough to listen to either one of them. That's what happens when you get old. Hey, a friend of mine told me yesterday gas was $1.89 in Arkansas.
Oh, I believe that. In Governor Nevada, it was down in the 240s. But somebody said unleaded is $2.99 per gallon this past weekend in Fresno. How can they get it down that low? I'm just not sure.
Well, maybe they're not paying taxes on it.
I can't believe that. Hey, Nick, you're up on a lot of things. I want to talk about what's happening down at the border right now. What's your take on that?
You know what? This is going to define Trump's presidency. He can win 2020 the way he handles this right here. That's my take on it.
I've read that before. People are saying that he's already threatened to close the border. It may happen today.
I thought he had closed the border there at Tijuana.
Well, they did.
The thing about it is we've got a problem in Mexico. Tijuana had 2,220 murders last year. You can throw a rock from the United States to Tijuana.
True.
You know, I said about 10 years ago, I thought we should take the military at the North Mexican border and march to the southern one, clean up the mess, and annex it.
Okay. We had our chance there, I think, back in the 1840s, and we did not do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Because they have progressive forward thinkers like us.
They have closed the San Ysidro border. It's one of the busiest borders on the southern border.
Yeah, I don't know how you handle it. I think he's handling it very well. Don't let him in here and make Mexico stand up to their responsibility.
Well, they are. It appears that they're deporting over 500 of them that tried to rush the border, the Mexican lawyers. But now there's reports of thousands of people on the march from Central America up to the border. Thousands of them coming up here.
You know, what you don't hear is all of them that were rushing and being welcomed across the border when Obama was in office. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true.
Now look at President Trump. He's standing up to him and saying, no more. We're not going to do this anymore. We should be very proud of our president right now.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. All right. And let's just talk about that. The Mexican authorities are fighting them down there. The U.S. was shooting tear gas across the border to help counter the protesters there. San Ysidro, I've been down there before many times, San Ysidro. I've crossed through there. Been down there with the California Highway Patrol looking at how they get people across, what they do with all the vehicles there, which is unbelievable, the amount of vehicles that cross through there every day. But they've closed it down because of what's happening right there on the border. So let's go to the phones. D.C., good morning.
Yeah, here's one of the biggest problems in our country is the Democrats vote for these laws, and then 15 years later, they want to break all the laws and don't honor them. I mean, the perfect example is the Georgia governor race about the election and how they had to have voters vote, and they called it suppression. But it was voted on. Democrats voted for it. And then, you know, 10 years later, they're totally, well, change the law. You can't just not obey laws. You have to change the law.
Well, that was one of the things that Jared and I were having a spirited discussion about, was when Trump said you can come through, the only can apply for asylum at you know, entry points. And the judge says, no, you can apply for it anywhere along the border. If you get across the border, you can apply for it. Now we're going to, you know, I'm looking up to see if, is that a law that it's got to be the entry points? If it is, why, you know, these laws that have been made, you can't just arbitrarily change them and just say, oh, no, okay, let's just ignore those laws. President Obama did that, and I'm thinking that Trump's doing part of this also. But you're right. They voted for these laws. Then if you don't want to change these laws, then vote to change them.
Exactly. I mean, that's what government is about. You make a law, and then the courts can't change the law. They just say it's unconstitutional. Make a law that's constitutional.
It seems simple to me.
It's very simple, but the Democrats are so about, oh, it's our way or no way. The law's on the book, and we're not going to obey it. Sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. I mean, we'd go on forever.
Okay. Thanks, D.C. All right. You know what? That's true. Sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. At some point, we have to get past. You know, what is the problem with obeying the laws? If you don't obey the laws, if you make judgments or if you make government proclamations or presidential order that says, no, we're not going to obey that law, we're going to do it like this, why is there laws then? Isn't the idea of the law of order that we obey laws, and if you break the law, that you are you're arrested and you're taken to court, you get a trial by your peers, and you're either found guilty or not guilty. Jared just says, what about the Oregon occupation? Well, what happened on the Oregon occupation? Let's talk about that. That's a good point. We had a bunch of people go up there to Oregon. And not up there, but from Oregon and from other places that occupied that BLM land. Is that correct? Is that the one we're talking about? Okay, that wildlife refuge. So what happened? They occupied it. At some point, one of them, on a trip to another spot, was stopped by law enforcement agencies who killed him. He was unarmed and killed him out there. I think his name was Letner or something. You know, like that. He was killed. They were stopped there, and they shot up the car with their 16-year-old girls in there and who were not armed. He came out there. He wasn't armed, and he was killed. But they arrested everybody. They arrested everybody on that wildlife refuge. And then what happened? They went to court. They had a trial. They were all found not guilty. That was simple. They were all found not guilty. So then you have to ask yourself and let's go back to Nevada. The same family was down there, same thing with BLM, and they had people from all over stand up to the BLM. They brought them to court, and the judge said there was so much shenanigans on the government side, it was so crooked, that he dismissed everything. Just said, no, this is, you know, and he turned everybody loose again. So what they did was they stood up for what they thought was right. They were arrested. They went to court. They were found not guilty. I've got no problem with that. But you can't just change the laws just because you think the laws, you know, I don't agree with that law. Now, here's a perfect example. California said it's illegal to have a firearm that looks dangerous. It looks dangerous. They didn't include things like the M1s or the Mini 14 or any of these things. They didn't, or the M1, A1. They didn't include any of these. So they just looked at the ones that look dangerous. It's got a hand grip. It looks dangerous. Oh my goodness! It's got a flash suppressor. You know, ask whoever voted for it. They know what a flash suppressor is, and then what a muzzle brake is. You know what? Watch them turn in circles till they fall down. Oh, it's got a collapsible stock. You can adjust that stock. Let me tell you, because it looks dangerous doesn't mean, you know, that's a stupid reason. It's absolutely a stupid reason to ban something. But the state of California has done that. So what do? You make a rifle that's California compliant. It doesn't have a grip. It doesn't have a pistol grip. It doesn't have a flash suppressor. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't have a bullet button. It doesn't have any of that stuff. And you make it just the way the state of California wants it. Is there any difference? No. It's just that you made it look less dangerous. The state of California makes laws that are stupid. The House of Representatives makes laws that are stupid. The Senate makes laws that are stupid. I'm going through all of them. The only hope you have, my friends, is your city council and your board of supervisors, because we have an impact, a big impact on that. If they make stupid laws, we have an election, guess what? They leave. That's the best thing about our democracy. That's the best thing about living in America. Hey, it's 8:30. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends. Come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets. It's on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I like that show. I mean, I like that music. You know, the Rolling Stones, they're still out there. Mick Jagger is still out there. Who's their guitarist?
Keith Richards.
He's been dead for 4 years. He's still out there. He's still out there playing. I mean, come on. When you look at this, think about this. Those guys, they're in their 70s. They're out there rocking. I want to go see the Rolling Stones before. There is no farewell trip for the Rolling Stones, by the way. You know that, right? Their final performance will be both Keith Richards and Mick Jagger falling down at the mics.
It'll be at their funeral.
It'll be at their funeral, and they'll still be. And you're still not going to be sure. You're not going to be sure until it's over. Hey, 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 45 degrees going up to 64 today. The weather report's brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. A lot of things happening. Okay, join the Reading VFW Post 1934 for a great military tradition. The Army-Navy football game this Saturday, December 8th, starting at 11 a.m., there will be a steak dinner with all the fixings from 6 to 8 p.m. for $15. It's all down there on Oregon Street. You can go on down and cheer your team. Now, Army has a pretty good record this year, better than Navy, but you can throw all that stuff out when they're playing each other. Army-Navy game. Then you've got, of course, Shastgate Community Service is looking for volunteers from the community for our annual holiday gift wrapping booth in the Mount Shasta Mall. It's going to be open Friday, November 23rd, which means last Friday, through December 24th. And we need volunteers to assist with wrapping gifts and spreading joy. To volunteer, call Dylan or Christy at 243-1651. And this is, you know, you go there. I don't know if you've ever used this, Jared, but when you go in to buy a present, you know, you buy some stuff. You take it over to them. They charge a nominal price, and all the money goes back into developmentally disabled adults in the community and the surrounding communities. And it's a fundraiser. So you get your packages wrapped, and you're helping people at the same time. Last thing, of course, is you're invited to a North Valley stand-down volunteer mixer Thursday, which is 2 days from, or 3 days from now, November the 29th at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Refreshments provided by Star Spangled Catering and a great group. And they wanted to thank everyone who volunteered at the stand down event in October. Please, only those who volunteered or made a significant donation come down. Anyway, just wanted to let everybody know about that one, too. And the last one was, this other one was 11, when I said 11,000 homes, it was 11,713 residential homes. And this was from last week. So I imagine that it's gone up since then, too. So we have somebody on the line there, buddy. Okay. All right. Let's move on then. Let's talk about the border. We haven't really talked about it yet. San Ysidro has been shut down. Thousands more heading to the U.S. Now, here's the other thing, too, is we're firing tear gas into it. And here's an interesting point that that Jared made during the break. He says, why is it when you start talking about obeying laws, and that's the way it should be, but yet when you see people like up in an Oregon standoff at the wildlife refuge. And then we talked, you know, about this, is that the difference being is that they were all arrested. They went to court, and it took them years. They were all in jail for 2 years. When they went to court, they were found not guilty. A lot of people just want to just ignore the laws with no repercussions. And now we have thousands, literally thousands, maybe even tens of thousands, but thousands heading for our border. The Mexican authorities are slowing them down. They're pushing them off. They're offering asylum in their own country. Some of them are taking it. The rest of them, no, we want to come to the United States. A lot of them are single males. They're not with families. They're coming here to get jobs. They're not, you know what, they are escaping from economic insecurity, or they can't get a job in wherever, you know, Guatemala, Honduras, Venezuela. They can't get jobs. So they're heading north to come to our country to get jobs. This is not an asylum thing. This isn't like, oh, I'm escaping economic terrorism. No, it's not that. Your life isn't in danger. You're not being systematically oppressed just because you can't get a job. You're coming here because you want a job. Well, you don't get in for that. You apply. You wait years. And then maybe you get in after years. It's not the same thing. So, and like I said earlier, the Mexican authorities stopped them. And the riots were going on. 50 of them rushed the border. American authorities picked them up, arrested them. I'm sure they're just going to be shot back to wherever they were coming from. But this is not over. This hasn't even begun. The San Ysidro has been closed. How many more along the border will be closed because of what's happening? We have to control the border. You know, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. What is the definition of a nation? Common language and a border. A border that you can say, this is our country. If that border is open, or if people just go back and forth, they can just flow into our country, it's no longer a nation that controls its borders. You can't define ourselves as a nation. So you've got to shut the border down. Now, do you need a wall to do it? I don't know. I frankly think a wall is something you can look at, it does the job because you can't climb over the wall. But I think you can shut down the border a number of different ways, through technology and the applied use of forces along the border. So as people are coming across, they can be caught right there, transported to another place. Now, people are saying, when Trump's saying, well, you come across, we're going to put you in a real nice tent city, and you're not going to just be turned loose into this country. That's got people all upset. I don't understand why that has people upset. You're going to come across the country, you want to plead for asylum, fine, then we're going to put you right here in tents, in beds, in sanitary facilities, and medical, just like you would a military operation. And people are saying, no, I can't do that. That just won't work because you're being unfair, you're being discriminatory, that's racial. Really? I don't understand that. I don't understand that part. If we were saying, hey, we're going to keep them out here in hovels, and we'll give them a blanket, and it's cold, I could understand it. But what is the purpose of turning people loose? Yes, there's, you know, a number of them do show up back at court, but it takes years sometimes. I think keeping people in a place, looking at their asylum right there, fast-tracking asylum. Hey, if people need, you know, I'm here with my family. We were targeted by the government. Oh, yes. Okay, we have your name here. You're right. Boom, you're off. That, to me, can work. Maybe I'm just making it. Maybe I just think too simple. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I know, though, that the worst thing that can happen is to not do anything, to just let people keep coming in, just to let people come in without any reasoning, or just to let them flow across the border without trying to stop it. I wonder what Obama would have done if the situation came during his time. I wonder what President Obama would have done if thousands were coming to the border. Would he have also shut down the border? Would he have also put extra forces down there to try and control the border? And I wonder what the media would have said about that if he had done this. We'll be right back after these messages.
You hide behind that mask you use. Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 26th of November, 2018. It's 46 degrees, going up to 64 today. It looks like tonight's going to start clouding up. Tomorrow we're going to have rain, 90% chance of rain. Also Wednesday, rain. Probably start clearing maybe a little bit on Thursday. All of this, weather reports, all of the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas and Propane. Down at Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award and so many other awards for being just what they are, the best. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Now, if you are living in the Northeast, you are up to your knees in snow. some of the worst blizzards since 1975. 6,000 flights canceled or delayed. You know, this over this last weekend when so many people are flying. And right now, the storms in the Northeast are just getting worse. It's the coldest winter that they have, that they are facing and that they can remember in decades. Sea turtles. Are you ready for this? Sea turtles. Did you see this? Jared, hop on here. Sea turtles. Let me see if I got this right. Sea turtles were floating into shore because they had gotten, the water had gotten so cold in the ocean, it was just kind of like making them almost go into hibernation.
Well, what I heard was the waters like around Maine and stuff were warmer this year. Normally they stay far away from that area because it's just too cold for them, period. So they wandered in, and then this huge storm hits,
and then
it makes the water freezing,
and then they
then they're stuck in this spot now.
That they normally don't go to.
Yeah,
that makes sense because water up there is warmer. Okay, but then when it got so cold out there,
so they
got caught, and then they've been floating ashore. So they've been putting them in like what, warming tents or cold? I guess it'd be warming tents.
Yeah,
until the weather clears. Are they going to have to? Here's your tax dollars. I can't wait. They're going to load up buses, maybe a plane, with turtles. Let them fly in first class, maybe, you know, extended leg room. Fly them down to Florida or someplace. Unload them. Give them little drinks with you know, little umbrellas on them. Turn them loose out into the water. What do you think? $5 million to move 150 sea turtles from Maine to Florida. Is this a good spot for your... You're just ignoring me right now.
No,
I've seen you turning your face away. And you're giggling over there because I'm just carrying it on, right?
Well, maybe if we didn't give them the drinks, it'd be cheaper.
It'd be make them pay for their drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, these storms that they're talking about, and at the same time, what we're having here is Governor Brown, and a lot of this stuff happened as I was gone, and the only thing I could do was read about it. But I know there are people, you know, I know the people that were here were fighting it out with it. With Governor Brown saying it was all, you know, it was all climate change. It's climate change. And maybe some part of mismanagement of the forest. Trump comes in and says it's forest mismanagement. And it goes down, you know, then it goes into the battle from there. You know, frankly, what I think on this is the climate's getting warmer. Blame it on whatever you want, but the climate is warmer. And I go back to this thing, it is mismanaged. How many? We've got over 160 million trees in California that are dead, that are just standing there waiting to burn. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind today?
Well, Carl, I was wondering what you thought of water cannons for the border.
I think water cannons could be used once they get across the border to try and control it. If there's so many, I know we've got a lot of forces right down there. I know the Mexican authorities are trying to slow them down, but if they came across in huge numbers, I think tear gas, water cannons, and arresting them as fast as they can put their the flex cuffs on them is the way to go for it. We cannot let people just enter our border like that and then, you know, willy-nilly, because once we let it happen, it's just going to get worse.
I agree 100%, and I don't know, I suspect you've saw water cannons in use. I have not, but I know I've seen newsreel where they've used them in Europe with great success, and it would they could give them a warning if they get on that wall. The water cannons would knock them off.
We use them on ships in the Gulf there to keep pirates off the ships off the coast
right.
of Somalia.
So,
they try to climb up, you knock them off. It's better than shooting them. I think it's got to be as non-lethal as possible, but you cannot let our border be, have people rush the border, because if you don't do anything about it, you know, and it's not a good situation. But if you don't do anything about it, these thousands that are heading up here right now, what's going to happen? They're going to overrun the Mexican authorities. We should be working very hand in hand with not only the Mexican authorities, but the ones from the countries they're coming from, and seeing what we can do to try and just kind of start cutting, you know, start pulling off hundreds, if not thousands, of the ones trying to get up here to see what we can do to keep it from getting up here to our border with thousands ready to rush it. It's not going to have a good – if it happens, it's not going to be a good result for anybody. Everybody loses on this one.
And we should use them – for riots in this country, and maybe that would wash them down a little bit, clean them up.
Well, there's all types. All right, Bruce, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, you know, I've seen water cannons. They work pretty good. Yeah. But I haven't seen where they've I'm just thinking is if they do rush the border, what are you going to do? Jared? What would you do, Jared? I mean, if you start having, like, you know, say a couple thousand hit that border and the Mexican authorities can't stop them, they come across. How do you stop them?
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have people.
That's something that would take longer than a few seconds to think about.
Well, we've got 5 minutes. The thing is that we could put people out there in the riot gear. I mean, the military trains for this, the law enforcement trains for this, to try and stop it. But I'm just, you know, I've seen crowds, in frenzied crowds, and you look at it and you figure out, you know, how are you going to stop it? You're trying to shuffle them into an area. You're trying to shunt them into an area where you can control it. But, you know, so now you've got water cannons. So where they break through, so now you got water cannons. So should the water cannons hit them first before they get to the troops?
Yeah, I think
they should be throwing tear gas all over the place to break it up.
Water cannons might be a little too dangerous for the children.
Well, there's the problem. See, and that is a good point. Because, as we've said, many of them are working-age males, not with families. But you're right. What happens when a mother comes across there with kids that are 5 and 4 and they get hit with a water cannon? It's not a winning proposition for any side. You're trying to guard your border. You're trying to keep it down non-lethal, but somebody's going to get hurt. Oh, you horrible Americans, look at you. You broke the little girl's leg. Well, unfortunately, you've got to guard the border. That's your job. Let's go to Ranger Rick. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, not bad. I'll have to catch up with you on the Nevada stuff. But other than that, water cannon is a good idea. You need to reinforce it with obstacles. Tanglefoot. Knee level and ankle level, and that's going to pretty much stop a lot of folks. So keep that in mind. I'll let you explain Tanglefoot barbed wire to the audience, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks. Tanglefoot is obstacles you can put out, and it's like you said, ankle high or knee high. And we've used barbed wire, but you don't need to do that. You can just use wire rope that when people are trying to run, what it does is it just takes their feet out from underneath them and they fall. You can put it clear across there and you can arrange it so that they can't just step over it by putting knee high. And like I said, we've done that before, but you use wire. And it slows people, and you want to channel them into a direction so that you can handle it. So it takes them from a broad front into a narrow front. Now, that's tougher in some ways because there's more of them, but then you have more of your facilities there to take care of those that come across. Again, I hope it never comes to that because there's all types of things. I got people in here saying rubber bullets, the gator pits. No, I don't think the gator pits will work. Maybe they would. Anyway, okay. Tomorrow we are going to have our friends in here from Haven Humane about upcoming holidays and how to keep your dog safe and cats. Also, if you're looking for that perfect pet for your home or for a loved one, where to get them from. Wednesday, our veteran service officer will be with us, but also the McConnell Foundation will be with us. And we're going to ask them about what's happening downtown. They bought these, as we've said before, they bought the bell rooms, they bought the International Order of Odd Fellows Hall, which we just hopelessly were confused about exactly everything they did. Maybe it's because they're Odd Fellows, and it was meant to be like that. Anyway, Jared's still looking at it and trying to take notes. So they'll be on Wednesday. Thursday, Trish Clark is back with us, so Trish and I will have our own way of looking at things. Hope everybody's having a great day today and everybody had a super, super Thanksgiving. Our thoughts and prayers are still out there with our fellow Californians up in paradise. And still from here in the car fire, we still have friends that don't have homes. They're renting places. They're renting furniture. They're, you know, all these. And those families that lost somebody. I just can't imagine how tough this must be, this Thanksgiving and this Christmas is going to be. So reach out to people and see what you can do to help. We also have down here in our studios Toys for Tots, and all these Toys for Tots are going to be going to kids who've lost homes. So please, come on down to 1326 Market Street. Bring an unwrapped toy. It doesn't have to be expensive. Bring an unwrapped new toy, and come on in and just let's fill this carton up.